This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Thousands of people took to the streets of Hong Kong under the watch of riot police Sunday to demand more democracy and an investigation into the use of force to suppress the six-month-long anti-government demonstrations. The protesters want to keep up pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after pro-democracy candidates won a landslide victory in a district council election a week ago. Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Sunday amid ongoing violence and anti-government demonstrations in the capital that saw one protester shot dead. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a strong statement to world leaders on Sunday ahead of a climate conference in Madrid. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
We are confronted now with a global climate crisis. And the point of no return is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us.
With regions on every continent experiencing extreme weather, from wildfires to floods, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a sharp rebuke to world leaders on Sunday.
Until now, our efforts to reach these targets have been utterly inadequate.
Guterres was speaking on the eve of a UN climate summit in Madrid, at which world leaders will be under pressure to do more.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. A regional bus in Tunisia crashed off a hill Sunday morning, killing 22 passengers. The Interior Ministry says 21 additional passengers are being treated at nearby hospitals. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge onto a frozen river in eastern Siberia. Another 22 people were injured in the accident. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The House Intelligence Committee is wrapping up the investigative phase of its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. A Tuesday evening meeting is planned to vote on its report. Then the House Judiciary Committee will take the lead as the Democratic-led House pushes closer to a possible vote on charges against President Trump. Democratic Representative Val Demings, appearing on ABC's This Week, says there are no set plans for witnesses who may be called to future Judiciary Committee hearings.
We have not really made the decision on future hearings or future witnesses yet. I think our main focus right now is to have the president and his counsel, who you know are given the same privileges as President Nixon and President Clinton had, to participate and engage in this impeachment process.
Appearing on the same program, Republican Representative Tom McClintock says Republicans should be allowed to call any and all witnesses they want.
In a free society, the prosecution doesn't get to choose what witnesses the defense wishes to call. And yet that's what's been going on in the Intelligence Committee. And again, the question is going to be whether Jerry Nadler continues that sham in the judiciary hearings. When it goes over to the Senate, that's going to play a big role, I think, in the Senate's deliberations. They, I think, will insist on full due process rights, and that could blow up in the Democrats' faces.
Mr. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, calling the impeachment inquiry a witch hunt. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will toughen sentences for people convicted of violent crime and terrorism if he wins a national election this month. Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports.
With just under 2 weeks until UK voters head to the polls, security has become one of the election campaign's pressing topics. That comes after a man convicted of terrorism and released early from prison killed two people in London on Friday before being shot dead by police. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party have long championed tough police and prison measures, but opposition parties have criticised the governing party for overseeing almost a decade of cuts to public services. Three people remain in hospital, two of them in a stable condition after Friday's attack.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy. Winter weather is expected to hit the Northeast today, including New York City. The city sanitation commissioner, Catherine Garcia, says they're prepared.
This is a system that has 2 inches of rain in it and has hit the West and the Midwest very strongly. If the freezing line is to our south, we're going to get a lot more snow. If it's to our north, we're going to have a rainy day.
The storm hits as millions of Americans are traveling as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend comes to an end. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.